This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club. Because we're not just fans, we're a team. With two in three football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition. We will let a few people join before we get started. Good afternoon to those of you if you're just tuning in. Going to give it a minute and then probably get started. I thought we might as well do a live one. Why not? Last game of the season. Another great result. Why on earth not? Right, I think I'm going to get started then. Okay, I'm going to do my normal spiel, if you like, and then depending on how it sort of plays out, might do a few sort of questions and comments and things like that. So we'll just kick off as normal. So, post-match chat with chaps for that Millwall podcast for the very last time this season, where it's just finished at the Liberty Stadium. Swansea City 0, Millwall 1. Another 3 points, five wins in a row, three clean sheets in a row, 4-1-0 wins out of the last five games, four clean sheets out of the last five games. The, you know, this winning 1-0, who cares, right? It's effective, it is happening, and I've run out of superlatives for Mr. Neil Harris. A performance that I would describe as professional. I think it was, look, you know, both teams clearly weren't at it full throttle, but I felt that we did enough to win the game, in all honesty. I felt we created the best chances of the game. Obviously, they had a penalty, and it was definitely a penalty, but they didn't take it. And you can only take the chances you've got, and I felt we did enough to win the game. So, like I say, five wins in a row. And just to kind of set the scene here, right? That is now 26 points from 13 games. 26 points from 13 games that Neil Harris has amassed. If you extrapolate that over the course of a season, that is 92 points, which all but this season, out of the last eight championship seasons, that would have got you promoted automatically. So let's just take stock of what I'm saying there. If we carried on this form, we would get 2 points per game, 92 points, and seven out of the eight last championship seasons, we'd have finished in the automatic playoffs. It is just absolutely extraordinary from Mr. Neil Harris. What a man, what a legend. And away we go. So look, I'm going to do this as normal, as I say. So I think, you know, starting with the lineup, we made two changes to the lineup, and the first change was Billy Mitchell returning for George Saville in the centre of the park. And we also had Romain Essay come in for Duncan Watmore. So the lineup was Sarkic in goal, back four, pretty stable now, and it has been for some time. Right to left, Ryan Leonard, Japhet Tanganga, Jake Cooper, Danny McNamara. Centre midfielders, Casper Dunor keeps his place, plays alongside Billy Mitchell. And then the front four, Zian Fleming, Ryan Longman, Romain Essay, and Tom Bradshaw. A couple of noticeable absentees, and I don't know whether we should read into this or not, but obviously Michael Obafemi not involved. For those of you that do follow me on Twitter, you would have seen me and him, we shared a photo. Well, more like I fanboyed him and asked him for a photo. We had the same tie on. That was all it was. I'm sure. But he wasn't involved in the squad. He would have been disappointed in that because he expressed how much he doesn't like Swansea. He doesn't like Cardiff. He doesn't like Swansea due to the reception that he got back at Swansea when he left. So he wasn't involved. My assumption is he wasn't involved because he's not going to be here next season and there's absolutely no chance of it. That's my assumption. Kevin Nisbet, though, odd, especially as he came on last week. So I'm not quite sure what that says about Kevin Nisbet, but he wasn't involved either. Idemo and Maku back on the bench, which was good to see. So that was the starting lineup for Swansea. Their sort of danger man for me in the last sort of few games that I've seen him was Ronald, I think they pronounce his name. Decent player. And he was to go on and have involvement a little bit later on, which we will talk about. So first of all, I think, you know, kicking off the first half, we should be 1-0 up after 5 minutes. A throw-in from Fleming. They don't deal with it. It's a good flick on from Jake Cooper. And Bradshaw should score in this position. You know, he's 5 yards out, but some good defending from them. But he should never have allowed that to happen. And we should be 1-0 up after 5 minutes. You know, a routine set piece for us. And we don't take it this time. I then felt, to be honest, between that and the 30-minute mark, I've got my notes here, nothing really happened. They did put quite a few dangerous balls into the box that no one got on the end of. That's the only sort of thing I've got here. They were pressing us high. I felt that we didn't really get much rhythm. The first half, certainly the first 30 minutes, I felt Romain Essay just wasn't really in the game. I felt Denoor wasn't really in the game. Ryan Longman couldn't seem to string a pass together or control the ball. And Swansea were definitely had the upper half of that kind of first 30-minute period. But as I say, they didn't really create bundles. There was a really good bit of goalkeeping from Sarkic on 38 where ball was played through, a nice through ball played. I think it was from Grimes. And Sarkic, really good goalkeeping, rushes off his line and gets there before, I believe it was, our friend Ronald. But that, for sure, was a good bit of goalkeeping there. And then we had another chance just on 42 minutes where Longman, to be honest, he created this opportunity himself. He sort of picks the ball up in the halfway line, runs, drives. I really like this about Ryan Longman. He's very aggressive. He's very direct. And I personally think we should sign him for next season. And speaking to a few of the players at the end of season awards on Tuesday night would suggest that they think he will be here next season, which I think is a good thing. But a really good opportunity makes for himself, beats Cabango in and out, but shot is straight at Rushworth, Carl Rushworth, their player of the season, voted for the fans and the players, just like our own Ryan Leonard. So that was the first half done and dusted. It wasn't particularly, one for the you know, the neutrals. It wasn't even one for us, let's be honest. It was pretty poor. And I just want to say as well, before I go on to the second half, over 1,200 fans made the trip up there. And just, I'll take my hat off to you. Honestly, what an amazing support that we've got. And yeah, obviously that win was great for you to see and you deserve it. I hope if you're staying up there, or down there, cross, I can't remember, I don't know where it is on a map. If you are staying there, then I hope you have a great bank holiday weekend celebrating that victory tonight. Swansea's good night out, to be fair. I went away, I think it was last season. Second half. So I felt the first 10, 15 minutes or so, again, Swansea dictated without creating much. I mean, they had 68% possession, right? But you could tell this was a Russell Martin team. So someone can fact check me on this, but I believe their manager, so it was the manager that took Notts County up, but before that, he was Russell Martin's assistant. So he, you could tell he is a Russell Martin, style. He's come from the Russell Martin school of thought. One thing I want to reveal on Russell Martin, and I'm not going to name any names, but I spoke to quite a few players, and a question was asked, who is the, you know, who's the biggest Wally, shall we say, of opposition managers? And let's just say there was only one response. But anyway, moving on. Yeah, so first 10, 15 minutes, second half, I felt they were in control without really creating much. We made a change on 57. Leonard came off. I'm hoping it's just a slight knock. Brooke Norton Cuffey comes on, and then Duncan Watmore came on for SA. Yeah, you know, I think Romain SA on Tuesday night, there was obviously won the Young Player Award, deservedly so, second year running. Great prospect for the future. His potential is not limitless, but, you know, he can easily be a Premier League player. Comes across like a very humble, nice kid. But he has to take these opportunities. And I didn't think he did today. Be interesting to see whether you guys agree with me or not. And then from like the 60th minute, I felt the game started to open up. And the player that would go on to have a real impact in the game, but a couple of good chances from Danny Mack. He sort of, he found himself in a lot of space down that left-hand side, acres of space. And I felt Danny Mack, by the way, I'm just going to say it, my man of the match today by some distance was Danny Mack. And I felt that he did something today that I don't think he's done, despite playing very well recently, which is get forward. And he had a couple of opportunities, goal-bound efforts that took blocks or deflections, cutting in from the left on his right foot. And I felt that we were starting to get the upper hand until, of course, we concede a penalty. And it was a penalty. Really poor from Cooper. He's backpedaling. And this is where, as good as Cooper can be for us. And again, by the way, a couple of players describe Cooper as like Mr. Dependable, undroppable, first name on the team sheet. So the players obviously see the value in Jake Cooper. Most aerial wins in the whole league. So he does bring a lot to this side. But where he is not good is when he is being run at by a very pacey forward. He backpedals and then he trips. I think it's our friend Ronald. And then Matt Grimes steps up for the penalty and he strikes it to Sarkic's right. Sarkic guesses correct. It's a good height for him, but make no mistake, it's a super save from Sarkic. A goalkeeper clearly full of confidence and, to quote Dan Marsh, a man reborn under Neil Harris. And it's a super save from Sarkic. And, you know, these moments, of course, today didn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, moments like that, moments like the Southampton save, they're defining. They really, really are important. And I think Sarkic, one mistake at home to Cardiff, I think he should have done better with their goal. But other than that, in the 13 games that Harris has had, I think he's been excellent. And, you know, he's a good age. And maybe that £1.2, £1.3 million we invested in him in the summer is starting to look like not a bad bit of business. I definitely think we'll need to get in as number two, though, to push him next season. But a super save from Sarkic. And then it's a case of, okay, how can we capitalise on this? Because we were starting to get on top just before they got the penalty. And we capitalise by, again, Danny Mack being in a really high position. Bradshaw wins the ball off of Ronald, who or was it Fleming? I don't know. I can't remember. Someone wins the ball off Ronald. He starts complaining, looking for a foul. Not going to be given. Danny Mack drives down the left-hand side, cuts the ball back on his left foot, and there is Denoor, who you can just see wants it. He's running into the box. The deflection from the Danny Mack's cross lands kindly for Denoor, who strokes it home, and we're 1-0 up after 73 minutes. And as I say, that's what the 1,200 fans deserved. A really a nice goal in the sense we were pressing high, again, showing that we weren't happy to just, you know, draw the game 0-0. And I think Danny Mack deserved that assist, to be totally honest with you. I thought he was excellent today, both defensively and, as I say, getting forwards, which I think has been something that, even though he's been outstanding defensively, he's not been great going forwards. But today, there's no doubt about it, he was. And then I think, you know, we try to manage the game. So Savon Honeyman come on for Bradshaw and Mitchell. And honestly, just watch Honeyman. Like, he's like a man possessed. The yards that bloke puts in, and hearing him speak when he collected his third placed for player of the year, he just gets it. He's another guy that just gets it. You know, he's got a working class background. He knows what it takes to be a Millwall player. And, you know, I think he deservedly was in the top three positions for player of the year. I did notice that he is still got a shoulder injury. You know, he's all taped up underneath his shirt. So I'm hoping that doesn't require surgery in the summer, but we will see. So Savon Honeyman came on. I sat on the table with George Saville. A pleasure to have a conversation with him. Really, really good guy. Gets Millwall, understands the club, the fans. He's a really good guy, as was Sean Hutchinson. A nice run I've written down on 79 from Norton Cuffey. He's just got that pure pace and athleticism. He just drives out of defence, plays a 1-2, and unfortunately, or does he win a corner? He might have won a corner, but that just shows you what Brooke brings to us. And I'll talk a little bit more about the loanies a little bit later. And then it starts to get a bit messy on 83. So an off-the-ball incident, and I obviously saw it live watching Millwall TV, and they did show a replay. And this is not being spoken from a place of bias. Genuinely, it isn't. I don't really know how Tanganga's been sent off for that. I think the referee has bottled it and decided to send both off because he had to send off Jerry Yates. I think he was put in an untenable position there that he had to make that call. And I don't think he really knew what to do, so he sent Tango off as well. I don't think Tango's completely innocent. But Jerry Yates' reaction is way over the top, and he quite rightly gets his marching orders. And unfortunately for us, it went a bit tango for tango because he was sent off as well. And it's a real shame because if that is his last moment in a Millwall shirt, that would be the only sour note on what has been another tremendous day for us. But again, we'll talk a little bit about Tanganga in a moment. Hutch comes on for the last 5 minutes for Fleming just to shore up the defence. And we see the game out. The only couple of notes that I've got here is that Danny Mack took a booking against Abdoulaye, and in theory, he could have been sent off in injury time because he did actually bring down one of their players again. He didn't get anywhere near the ball. It went for a goal kick, but you know, if the referee had seen that, possibly could have been sent off. I don't think he deserved it overall. And then Longman has another chance in the 93rd minute. And fires into the side netting. And that's really it. You know, as I say, I think it was a professional performance. Yes, they had a lot more of the ball, 67% possession, but we had more chances. You know, and this is, I'll take that all day long. It doesn't bother me. You know, I couldn't be a fan of a Russell Martin style side. I just couldn't. And I think that whilst we probably do need to add a couple of players that can carry the ball a bit better, I just think there's so much optimism going into next season. I really, really do. It's just been just remarkable the last 13 games. The other thing to call out as well, we've only conceded 9 goals in that time. 9 goals. Don't get me wrong, we've not scored bundles, but we've only conceded 9 goals, and that is the lowest in the Championship. So Neil Harris's form has been built on just being defensively sound. We've won 4 out of the last 5, 1-0. What does that tell you about how defensively solid we are in one-to-one situations, but also as a unit? And that doesn't come from nothing compared to how we were performing under Joe Edwards. That comes from a structure that enables us to be not as open. It comes from a style that enables us to have more players behind the ball than in front of it. And yes, that does come with the fact that maybe we don't score as many goals as we would like. But personally, what I care...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone.
There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
About is seeing a side that go out there and represent Millwall in the way they should, first and foremost. I care about us. I look forward. I want to look forward to going to the Den. And Harris has brought that back. I genuinely look forward to going to the Den. I don't care if we only win 1-0. I enjoy it. I can see the players are playing in a way that I would like them to. And I think all he needs to do is add that kind of defensive and gritty steel in away games. And in the last couple, he's done that, you know, and it's just outstanding. It really is, from Neil Harris and all of the players. What was really interesting as well on Wednesday night was to just, Tuesday night, just see the camaraderie amongst the group. And every player says it, how good the dressing room is and how those sorts of things give them confidence we were going to stay up. But you need to see it to believe it. It was just, it is like, whoever's listening to this, it's like playing with 10 of your best mates. That's the only way I could describe it. And that's special. You know, even speaking to the lone lads like Norton Cuffey, who's been at Rotherham, Arsenal, Coventry, speaking to Obafemi that's been at Burnley, Southampton, Swansea, they all say it's the best changing room they've ever been in. And that doesn't happen just by accident. And that's why I think keeping some of the core is really important, because they're the foundation of that changing room. And for me, I'm going to do a show on what I think we need next season. But I think what we need to do, and there was an article that came out this week that I think epitomises this, which is we need to keep the Millwallness, but add a little touch of quality on the ball and flair. I can't remember the words that, was it sparkle? I don't know what the words were that supposedly Harris used. But the way I would simplify it is just saying we need to be able to sign a couple of players to build on the core we have that we can just give the ball to get us up the pitch, to add that moment of magic, that athleticism, that quality. And the last player we had that I think we could do that with was Jed Wallace. You know, I remember in games, he would almost not win on his own, but we run out of ideas. So we just give the ball to Jed and see if he could make something happen. And we just need to bring in 2, 3, 4 players like that to add to this Millwall core. Let's not try and change Ryan Leonard, Jake Cooper and George Saville from what they're good at. Let them be good at what they're good at. Let's not try and get them passing out from the back. But let's bring players in that complement them. So you have a real good core of hardworking, solid professionals that know what it takes to be successful for Millwall at this level, with some players that can just take us to that next dimension. I don't think we should try and completely change. And I think as Millwall fans, we need to get this and buy into this, because there's going to be a desire to be like, oh, well, you know, we start from a clean slate. Let's completely change what we've done and let's go out and play all this attacking football. No, we need to have a really good balance of sticking to what we're good at. Why would you change it? We'd go up automatically at this rate. Like, we shouldn't be changing it. So you can tell I'm passionate about that. So I had to sort of share that. You know, another ironic thing that I want to call out is we actually only finished 9 points worse off than last year, where we just missed out on the playoffs. That's how bonkers it has now turned into. Our record would be, if we'd have won 3 more games this season, our record would have been exactly the same as last year. The only thing is we scored 12 less goals, which is obviously something that Harris will look to address next season. But 9 points off last year's tally. It's bonkers. We finished 13th. We finished mid-table. We can talk about this all day long. We really can. But I'm not going to. So what I'm going to do now is just want a couple of observations from the championship as a whole today. A couple of thank yous, and then I'll go. I haven't looked at the comments, because one thing I noticed doing this last week is I can't do both. I can't look at the comments and do this. So I'll do that bit and then I'll come to the comments. So a couple of observations from today. So first of all, I want to say this is a Millwall channel, but I do want to say well done to Ipswich. I think, you know, what they've achieved this season is equally remarkable. What Kieran McKenna's done to go back-to-back promotions, and I think they deserved it. I think they're the only side I've seen us play all season where we've been played off the park twice. I think footballing, they're the best side in the league, in my opinion. Leicester may have better players, but I think Ipswich are outstanding, and I guess I don't mind Ipswich. I think that's probably because of Bart, to be honest. But congratulations to them. Sammy Smodic has scored just under 50% of all Blackburn's goals. And it was his two goals again today that ensured their safety. Because if they had a loss at Leicester, they would have gone down with Birmingham actually winning. All of the teams at the bottom, other than Huddersfield and Rotherham, Rotherham did win. Other than Huddersfield, they all won. Plymouth won. You know, obviously Birmingham won. Blackburn won. Rotherham won. It was crazy. And I'm really glad that we weren't involved in that, because that would have been not good for the ticker, that's for sure. But I think, you know, what was to be was obviously Birmingham getting relegated. And I think that, look, I'm not going to lie, there is a bit of me that's quite pleased that it's Birmingham that's gone down. And I think whilst we do have similarities in terms of fan base being built on a that kind of working class background and you know, that kind of thing, I think there are some similarities. I can't lie, it is quite satisfying to see Birmingham go down, mainly because it's Birmingham and I grew up being traumatised by Stern John. And it's just funny that they're going to be in League One with all of this money. The Gary Rowett thing, I'm not going to lie. I don't dislike Gary Rowett. I think he did a lot for our club, to be honest. That might not be a popular opinion, but almost it is still a bit satisfying to see him being relegated after obviously leaving us earlier on in the season. I think I've seen a few tweets around this, but what's really interesting is that ultimately, obviously it's not the same Joe Edwards, because Joe Edwards doesn't play for Plymouth, but Joe Edwards scoring for Plymouth today and then John Eustace's Blackburn have helped relegate Gary Rowett. And let's not forget that John Eustace was sacked when Birmingham was sixth in the table. So that's another reason. I think it deserves Birmingham right for that. And look, in the last eight seasons, the highest they finished is 17th. So I think this has been coming. It'd be interesting to see how they bounce back. So I'm remaining professional. But Birmingham and Huddersfield go down. A mention for Danny Roll as well. So Sheffield Wednesday, 50 points they've amassed from their last 35 games. He took charge. He's 34. He's younger than me. I know I only look 25, but I'm not, ladies and gents, I'm not. But he's taken 50 points from 35 games when he was taken in charge, a side that hadn't won in their first 11 games. And to keep them up, and they finished, I think, 20th in the end, deserves credit as well. So just wanted to mention a few things there. Just whilst we're talking about the championship. And I just want to share some thanks before I come to the comments. So I want to thank Carl Bates. He's probably not listening to this, but Carl, if you are, you know, I listen to majority of the away games on Millwall TV. I watch them and he provides commentary. So I want to just thank him and whether it's Max that's with him or whoever, but thank him for that. I think we should thank the loan players, because they have played a massive role in us being safe. Obafemi scoring crucial goals at Blackburn, get us off and running against Cardiff. Tanganga scoring twice at home to Birmingham, which was a crucial goal, as we now find. And obviously the Southampton goal. So I want to thank them. I think Longman will be back. I'm not sure about any of the others. I'd love to see Tanganga back. I really would. And I do think we'll sign a centre-back in the summer. And I just hope it's either Jaffet or Charlie Cresswell. I'd take either. If I had a gun to my head, I would take Tanganga. And I know a lot of you think Cresswell. But I just think we are assuming that he reaches the potential we think he has. So I would take Tanganga. But who knows? Hopefully, there is opportunity to keep Tanganga. And the fact he was involved today when Hutch could have easily have started remains to be seen. I also do believe that Hutch will be here next season. I hope so. Having the opportunity to speak to him on Tuesday, he is a real leader. Final word, of thanks is to everyone listening. So at the moment, as I look now, there's 304 people listening live. And I just want to say thank you all so much, because I only do it because you listen. I don't know why you do. My dad often jokes, why on earth do as many people listen to my shit? He's only joking, as you do. But no, honestly, thank you so much, because this has evolved from 3 or 4 minutes outside a pub to what this is now. And without saying too much, we're going to be doing a lot over the summer, and there's a lot of exciting things that we're going to be doing next season, which all will be revealed. So thank you so much. Whether you listen to 2 minutes or all of it every week, thank you. I really do appreciate it. Performances today, overall thought were good in the end. I don't think SA got into the game. Dunor grew into it, got his goal. Cooper made a couple of errors. I'm not going to go through each player, but I think, as I said earlier, Danny Mac was, for me, a clear and outstanding man of the match. So that is me done. I'm going to look at some of the comments. Let's go through some of the comments. Right, what have we got here? Andrew says, poor first half, much lighter second half. Dunor gets his first goal and Tanganga gets his first red and cements his stature as a great lonely Mill player. Great save from Sarkic too. I agree. I think that was Tanganga saying, look, I can be a Millwall player, just watch. Good point there. Good point there, Andrew. He also goes on to say, only a slight criticism, Harris didn't have a couple of 121s on the bench, especially as they didn't think Hesse had that good a game. Agree, I don't think SA did either. And obviously he did have Meyer and Mackle on the bench, but he didn't bring them on. And I don't know, maybe there is something in he just wanted to finish the season high. I don't know. But yes, there could have been opportunity to bring more younger players in, or is it he doesn't think they're ready? I don't know. In fairness, I'm not entirely sure. Cole Bracey, always tuning in, so thank you. Supernil Harris has worked his magic again. He must stay. Nobody knows our club like Supernil Harris, and I can't tell you how true this is. Just the guy has just got an aura about him, like. On Tuesday, at the end of the season awards, he went round every table to come say hello. Like, he just gets it. And Saville said, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying this, that Harris is underrated from a tactical perspective. He said those words. So, we'll see what happens next season. Simon Fay says, Harris confirmed Nisbet left out for being a naughty boy. Interesting. I haven't read that. So maybe there's an article that's just come out, but I'll have to have a look. I'll have a look at that. Andrew also says, Danny Mac had a great game. Man of the match for me, for sure. Was lucky not to get another yellow and only buff. As what I said, I'm glad you saw that too, mate. But as you said, referee bottled the decision. A few people saying in the comments as well that Tango threw the first punch. If he did, then I didn't see that. David Turner, Obafemi left out for the same reason, maybe after the Tuesday night awards. Possibly. Look, what I would say about Obafemi is great guy. Really likable guy, would spend time with you, talking to you and stuff. But he is a real live wire, and I can imagine he's a bit of a pain in the ass to manage. So maybe Obafemi and Nisbet decided to do too much on Tuesday. Don't know, didn't see any of it, but maybe there it is. David, assuming you was there as well, it was a really good night and absolutely fantastic. It really, really, really was. B-Line says, I don't really care about the game if we win. It's nice to have an interesting game, but winning is number one priority. Completely agree. And I honestly think that I actually enjoy watching us at home. I don't know if you agree with that, but we really, really do. It's a good combination of winning, of course, but actually I genuinely enjoy it. So, yeah. Simon Fay says, confirmed in post-match on Ridge Court. Thank you for that. So, obviously, that's where it's come from. So, I'll have a read after that. I don't think Obafemi will be back. And I'm not sure Nisbet will be here next year. I've just got a feeling. And it sounds like John C. says, We also confirm we're in talks with Longman. And that wouldn't surprise me. And it wouldn't surprise me as long as Hull don't ask for something stupid like £1 million. I honestly think he'll be here next year. He clearly loves it here. He said it himself. And I think we can get him for a couple of £100,000. He's 23 years old. He's grown for sure this season. And I think he'll be a really good signing. So what else can... I'm just looking at the comments. Leon says, Fleming's body language when sub tells me he's gone in the summer. Oh, I didn't see that. I must have been getting a drink. Actually, yeah, whenever the subs come on, I sort of go and get a drink. So I didn't see that. So it'd be interesting to see what he did. Personally, I think that he will go or SA will. I think we'll need to fund recruitment from somewhere, and I think Fleming or SA will go, unfortunately. Hopefully we can keep one of them, but maybe Fleming already knows. A couple of really nice comments. I'm not going to put them up because I think it would almost feel a bit weird to put them up because they're about me and I just find that a bit odd. But, you know, Leon, Paul, Andrew, Michael, John, etc. Thank you so much for the comments. I really, really do appreciate it. So thank you very much. Really do appreciate that. David says, Tanganga is different class. We may get another loan with option to buy. My fingers are crossed. So do I, mate. My fingers are crossed. I asked a few players as well the question, if you could sign one between Cresswell, Ballard and Tanganga permanently for Millwall, who would you take? And there was a resounding name out of the three. And it wasn't Tanganga and it wasn't Cresswell. It was Dan Ballard, which was really interesting because obviously that's not happening. But yeah, I think that we would be very fortunate to bring in either Tanganga or Cresswell. Obviously, we've missed the boat on Ballard. David, oh, nice. Longman and Sarkic, they seem like nice guys as well. And I think hopefully you got from Sarkic that he's growing in confidence all the time in a Millwall shirt. And that was ever present today. Right, guys, I think that's probably going to be me. We've been going 35 minutes and this is any other talking points you want to cover. What I will say is I'm on holiday from next weekend and then I'm going to do a couple of shows. I've got a round table with a few people lined up, which will be good. And then I'm going to do a bit of a deep dive in the club top to bottom on where I think we've made progress on and off the pitch. So I'm going to do that. And then many exciting things come in next season, all to be revealed. So yes, I will close there. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you have a super bank holiday. I'm hoping the weather picks up because it's just so up and down. But yes, thank you all for listening. 13th on the table, super Neil Harris. I've run out of things to say about the man. He is the definition of a Millwall legend. Thanks for listening throughout the whole season. I really appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.